Welcome to Intuitive Astrology with Molly McCord. Thank you so much for joining me today, as this is a Monday podcast episode where we focus on a particular astrological topic or theme. And today we're going to discuss the energies of the vertex in your chart. We're going to look at what the vertex is, as it's actually known as your secondary descendant, and it holds powerful fated energies. It is where things are fated to show up for you, where you're meant to have activations, where energy is meant to show up and provide a turning point of some kind on your journey. And so we're going to discuss this topic. And for those of you who are super curious and can't wait to dig in, it's important to note a few things here about the vertex. First of all, it's an imaginary point that is created in your chart on the right-hand side. That is the western hemisphere of a chart. It's only on the right-hand side of your chart, and typically it's only found in houses 5, 6, 7, or 8. Now, this can slightly vary depending on the house system you use, but that is how and where the vertex typically shows up. But it could be in the 4th house or 9th house, again, depending on your birth chart. The vertex is represented by the symbol big V, little X. And if you want to go find it right now in your chart, as usual, I recommend going to astro.com, or of course, use whatever astrology platform or app that you're familiar with. I recommend astro.com because it's written by professional astrologers. And so you would go to the section that says free horoscopes, then horoscope drawings and data, and extended chart selection, and you would select additional objects. And you can select vertex in the box there. I will put directions underneath this podcast episode. So once you find where your vertex is in your chart, it's important, of course, to identify it by astrology sign and house placement, as this signifies where you are fated to have important life experiences that change you. Now, something to know about the word vertex is that it actually comes from the Latin word verter, which means to turn. A vertex is a turning point. And so this is the location in your chart where something is a turning point in your sense of self, in your relationships, in your life experiences. This is where something comes through that you often don't see and shows up, and it affects your energy. This is also where we could feel electrical currents. It's actually known as the electrical axis. And not only is there a vertex, but there is an antivertex. And the antivertex, of course, would be the exact opposite point in your chart. So as the vertex is going to be on the right-hand side or the western hemisphere of your chart, the antivertex is opposite it on the left-hand side of your chart or the eastern hemisphere. And I'll talk about the antivertex here in a moment. But first, I want to help you understand how this vertex point is formulated and calculated, because it's actually known as a sensitive point between two intersecting lines in a chart. The first intersecting line that creates the vertex point is the path of the ecliptic. And this is the ecliptic is our perceived path of how the sun moves around us. So it is, think of it as an oval. That can be one of the easiest ways to visualize it. And we see it as a horizontal oval. Then the second intersecting point is connected to what's known as the prime vertical. And as the name suggests, it is typically viewed as that vertical oval that moves from the nadir to the MC, to the midheaven in a chart. So just to simplify it, You could think of it as these two ovals, one horizontal, one vertical, and where they intersect is what creates the vertex. And then on the opposite side of your chart is the antivertex. So now that you can visualize or understand more how it's calculated, now we go into the interpretation of it as a very sensitive degree point that brings in what you are fated to experience in this lifetime that you might not see coming. And there can be a surprise factor. There can be energies here that are triggered. This can be part of an awakening that shows up and provides a turning point in your energy. And it's related to whichever house the vertex is located in your chart, as well as the astrology sign. And so when we hear fated, we tend to think, oh, it's going to be amazing. Oh, it's going to be incredible. And yes, that can certainly be the case, because this is where you can have an instant electrical connection with someone. This is where something could suddenly come alive in you when that vertex is activated. And this is something too that you can't necessarily plan out, but you sense it and the universe brings it forward. And so the vertex will show up as being very alive. Again, it's known as being electrical energy when it is triggered by any number of transiting energies. So let me go through this list, because this could help you understand more about the significance of the vertex in your life, particularly if you're looking back at when you met somebody important to you, or if you've noticed that the vertex was activated in a particular year, a particular month, and something came about because of that. So essentially, it can help you put some more pieces together. So let's start first with the transiting planets. Now, the personal transiting planets move the fastest. So the transiting moon is going to move over that vertex point once a month. The transiting sun is going to move across your vertex point once a year. And then Mercury, Venus, and Mars are each going to move across your vertex point based on their individual transiting cycles. So for Mars, that would be every 2 years. For Venus, that could be every 9 months or 18 months, depending on her retrograde. For Mercury, it is about every 9 months. So those personal planets move across the vertex regularly. But the more significant transiting energies come through the outer planets, starting with Jupiter. And I'm focusing on conjunctions here, because that's when the energy is the most intense and powerful. So yes, something could be triggered or come alive if there's a trine to the vertex, if there's a square, but it's the conjunction that deeply activates it. And so Jupiter would be conjunct your vertex once every 12 years, Saturn once every 28 to 29 years, Chiron every 50 years, and then the outer planets, Uranus, Neptune, and Pluto, might be conjunct your vertex in this lifetime. Uranus would be conjunct once every 84 years, but Neptune and Pluto might never be conjunct your vertex in this lifetime. So it's the same as with any other point in your chart, where when a planet comes through and is working deeply with the vertex, something is being activated that has your name on it and is meant to support your destined directions and developments in this lifetime. Now, that relates solely to the transiting planets, but of course, we have other energies and other charts we work with. So if you have your vertex activated by a progression planet, meaning a planet in your progressed chart, your secondary progressions, then that's a really big deal, especially because of how slowly the progressed planets move. So your progressed chart can absolutely activate your vertex point, and it even applies directly to your progressed moon, because of how it takes that progressed moon, nearly 27, 28 years to go around the full astrological wheel. So the progress chart is important here when looking at the vertex point. Another important chart would be your solar return, because your solar return chart might have a planet that's conjunct your vertex. Now, I realize this is more advanced astrology, okay? And that's where many of you are at, and you love this stuff, and you want to dig in, and you love going into all of these layers. So just know that your solar return chart might activate your vertex. Let's say, for example, your vertex point in your natal chart is 2 degrees of Aquarius. And then in your solar return chart for the year, your rising sign or your ascendant is 2 degrees of Aquarius. That would definitely be a year that's activating your natal vertex point. And the same could be true if, let's say, your midheaven is at 2 degrees of Aquarius, or your solar return moon is at 2 degrees of Aquarius. Okay, so this is where you put together the pieces and just keep an eye out for anything that is showing up at that exact same degree point. Now, I know that people often then ask about the orb. And because the vertex point is so specific, you would use a smaller orb, probably 3-4 degrees. When the planet is approaching the vertex point, the energy is increasing. And then you could track when it's going to be exactly conjunct the vertex point. But then once it's already made that exact conjunction and it starts to pull away, the energy starts to decrease, even though it might still be active and you're still feeling it. It's really about the incoming planet approaching the vertex point that's going to have the strongest energetic activation as the conjunction is forming, as the exact conjunction is forming. So those are important things to look at within your own astrological charts and energies. But the vertex is actually really important for key relationships in your life. And this is why it's called a secondary descendant. A secondary descendant is similar to your typical descendant, right? Which is the opposite point of your ascendant or your rising sign. But this is where you are fated to have certain experiences with people who are conjunct your vertex, who have planets or points, especially their personal planets, Sun, Moon, Venus, Mercury, Mars, and their ascendant. Again, electrical energies, something is activated, something comes alive, and it's something that also can often change you. Something that it brings up, wow, I met this person and this part of my life changed. Or I met them and suddenly something different came alive in my energy and my needs and my sense of self. And that's how the vertex works, is that it's a turning point in your journey that's activated by something outside of yourself that, again, you can't plan necessarily, but you feel it. It can be instantaneous. It can be love at first sight. It can be a giant, good, fortunate development. It could be something that comes together instantaneously, and it's just like the two of you match. There's something about the two of you that feels so known, like you've already done this before. And I feel it too as this beneficial karma, like this good karma that you have with somebody when you co-create together. And the vertex is a co-creation point. It's where you can say, yes, I'm going to trust this. And I trust it because the energy is so powerful and so strong. You could feel like you don't have to think about it. It's just an easy yes. Something lines up. Something is simple. Something feels maybe like home, or just feels like you've known them forever, or you're meant to know them. You're meant to connect with them for whatever joint endeavor you're meant to experience. Now, this, of course, is going to be very individual based on the astrological sign that the vertex is in and the house placement, which is, of course, how we interpret all of our astrological planets or points. So, for example, If your vertex point is in the fourth house, this is the house of feeling an immediate emotional connection with someone, for example, feeling like they're home, like you can share space with them, allow them into your internal world. You could just feel like you immediately trust them. If your vertex is in the fifth house of love, sex, romance, children, you could feel like you're meant to have a family with them, that you have this instant love at first sight. You're immediately attracted to them, that there is a love bond here. If your vertex is in the sixth house, it could feel like this person is here to improve your life, that they support you, they get you, they understand what makes you better, what makes you healthier, what makes you stronger, smarter, whatever it might be. It supports how you're here to improve your life in some capacity. Vertex in the seventh house is about the people you're destined to meet, that you're meant to encounter and exchange energies with. This can be through social interactions, business interactions, like colleagues in the workplace. This could also be through romantic partnerships and those that you have an innate synergy with. So the vertex in the seventh house will bring in people that are also here for your own interpersonal growth, who can help you improve yourself in relationships, and who also bring up something that allow you to know yourself better through those joint connections. Vertex in the eighth house can bring up more of these destined encounters with people that you're meant to know on a deeper level. You might feel an instant sexual connection with them. You might feel passionate around them. You might want to go into some joint investments. They could bring up some financial frequencies for you, where they're here to help you or support you financially, or maybe they're here to help you with your own healing journey, because the eighth house can be about your therapy, your healing, your counseling, your needs, and going into more of truly knowing yourself. This could be like immediate, intimate encounters because you just feel that this person gets you and knows you. And if by chance you have vertex in the ninth house, then this would be the house of expansion and knowing more about the adventures you want to have, what you're here to learn, how you're here to grow. The ninth house being our belief systems, our ideologies, and this could be someone who's a teacher to you, who shows you more about the world, who expands you in some capacity. And of course, not only are the house placements important, as I said, but then you would identify what astrological sign the vertex is in, as this will help you hone in on those particular expressions as well. So the vertex is super important in relationships. And because this is fated energy, because it's destined, it's people that you're meant to encounter so that you can understand more about who you are, how you can grow, flourish, and develop, but also how you are perhaps a turning point for them. And again, we're focusing on conjunctions here. That's when the energy is the strongest. Now, the opposite of the vertex is called the anti-vertex. And as I mentioned, it would be on the other side of the chart. And just as the vertex is about what is destined or fated, the anti-vertex is about free will and free choice, what you decide to do with it, where your energy stays and connects or leaves and doesn't participate. The anti-vertex is about the sense of self. And that point could show you more of your own needs, especially in relationship to the vertex, the part of yourself that you could be struggling with or fighting with, because you're looking at how to integrate that part of yourself into this vertex expression. The anti-vertex is also where you want to remain in your sovereignty, or you want to be your own person. And it is meant to be a balancing point. And so it's a point you could turn to that shows you what is important to you. Now, the way I'm seeing it as well is that just as conjunctions to the vertex are important for activating people that we're meant to meet and call in, Conjunctions to the anti-vertex could show you where you want to separate or go your own way, do your own thing, or where you're just more focused on your own energy. So for all the ways the vertex is about connections and joint co-creation, the anti-vertex can be about how you separate your energy away, how you need more space, and how you allow that to be something that you're learning to honor as well. Now, in addition to the vertex being activated by a person, it could be an event. It could be that, for example, the transiting sun is conjunct your vertex once a year and something big happens for you. There could be a turning point, especially if transiting Jupiter or transiting Saturn are conjunct your vertex. This could show you a new way of living your life or something else you want to move towards or experience. But because the root of the energy is about a turning point, this is where you could even have a heads up that the year ahead or this next cycle is going to take you into places you haven't been before, but that ultimately have your name on it, since there is a faded quality to these energies being activated in your chart. The vertex is really important when looking at charts between two individuals to see if there are conjunctions or aspects to each other's natal vertex, as that can show you more about the depth of the connection, the importance of this connection, and even give you insights into why the two of you were meant to meet in this lifetime. It can show you what you're here to experience together, to support, what you're here to open up for the other, or vice versa. So it's really important in relationships, especially because the Western side of the chart is how we share our energy with others. It's about what we're here to create and experience, as well as how we're meant to share it with other people and how it's meant to be important on our path. Now, getting back to your natal chart, if you have found your vertex point, you could then look and see if you have any natal planets that interact with it. Any planet that is conjunct your vertex is very important because that planet is a guide. That planet is also the energy that will influence the vertex's expression, and that can vary widely, especially if, for example, your vertex is conjunct Saturn or conjunct Mars, or your vertex is conjunct Neptune. So if there's a conjunction to your natal vertex, that planet is imparting its energy on those experiences. And I see it as that planet is standing as a guard and a guide, a guard and a guide of that vertex point. And so if, for example, your vertex is conjunct Mars, well, Mars is very much a warrior and will fight for what he wants and can be a protective force field around that vertex point. That Mars could also call in that same masculine energy to your vertex point. So there can be that magnetic pull that that planet activates and how it allows that vertex to bring in what you're fated to experience. Of course, the energy is going to be different if your natal vertex is conjunct Venus or conjunct Chiron, and then you will look at that energy to understand, okay, this is what is being brought into my vertex point that is both guarding it, maybe keeping it sheltered, keeping it in place, but also guiding it, guiding that vertex point in some capacity. You could look and see if you have any planets that make a trine or even a sextile to your vertex, as those are what we call beneficial aspects. They are supportive, they bring in flow and grace and ease, and are here to help prop up the vertex point, to allow it to receive and to be open to what's in energetic alignment. Now, if there's a square to the vertex, then it will also be squaring the anti-vertex, right? And this is where the square applies a pressure to that vertex and anti-vertex. And the pressure depends on whichever planet is squaring it, but the pressure could be internal, where you're just feeling like there's something you're meant to do in this lifetime. You have to do it. There's something that you can't force, even though you're feeling an internal force around it. So these are just some other interpretations and understandings of what to look for in your natal chart once you identify where the vertex is for you. The vertex could also explain the kinds of people you unconsciously pull in. And that's because it's known as that secondary descendant that shows how your energy is meant to interact with others. The parts of you that are here to experience your energy through partnerships, communications, and connections. So the vertex as the secondary descendant also can bring you some aha moments around the kinds of people that you seem to always cross paths with, or even different characteristics that you find yourself drawn to that you didn't really understand previously. But as with all things, once it's conscious, once you're aware of it, then it's no longer unconscious. Then you see why. Then you see how active this vertex point has been in your life and why it explains certain people, places, or events that have been significant for you, again, through that turning point experience. Now, there are other energies in a chart that we often reference as fated. And usually the one we talk about the most are the nodes of fate, your natal north node, and then the opposite point of your south node. And these are related to the lunar nodes. So you could look at the north node and the south node through a different lens, as you can see intentionally what you're here to develop in this lifetime. The north node is where you're here to grow, what you're here to strengthen, how you're meant to move into this energetic expression in order to complete and move away from the south node. But the vertex is a little different because the vertex is actually about something that you experience through another, through something outside of yourself. It isn't easily planned or known. It's again that unexpected aha or wow, I didn't see that coming. It's randomly, quote unquote, randomly meeting somebody at a party and it turns out you were fated to connect with them. Or you go to, let's say, a conference or a business event and you end up meeting someone that would be a great business partner for you, or they're just someone that you know you're meant to work with. Again, these are the things that the vertex shows us, but it's only really in hindsight that we see it. And so for all the ways we can look at our north node and our south node with intention and consciousness, the vertex can be quite blurry and uncertain until something connects, until something shows up and reveals what the vertex energy is for you. So I hope that helps you understand more about this point in your chart, as well as gives you perhaps a fun project to dive into as you look at where your vertex point is and then determine or investigate who has activated for you in your life, which people, which experiences, which things have come alive for you through the expressions of your vertex point. And if you want to learn more about your astrology chart through transiting planets, solar return chart, or your progress chart, I offer classes on each of those astrological topics. They are easy to understand. I give you tutorials into how to set up your chart and to understand what is important and so on. So do check out those individual courses if you want to go deeper, not only into your vertex point, but also how these energies are showing up for you right now. And you can find all of my classes at mollymccord.online, and I do have some reference below the podcast as well. So as always, thank you so much for joining me today. I look forward to connecting with you again every Wednesday and Monday. And I hope this is a fun exercise for you to understand more about your fated energies in this lifetime and what the vertex is revealing about your energetic signature. Have a beautiful day ahead, and I look forward to talking with you again soon. Take good care.